I am awake again. Day 6. Is today a good day to die? This is something I ask myself in the morning when I wake up. In third period, when I'm trying to keep my eyes open while Mr. Schroeder drones on and on. At the supper table as I'm passing the green beans. At night when I'm lying awake because my brain won't shut off due to all there is to think about. Is today the day? And if not today, when? I am asking myself this now as I stand on a narrow ledge 6 stories above the ground. I'm so high up, I'm practically part of the sky. I look down at the pavement below, and the world tilts. I close my eyes, enjoying the way everything spins. Maybe this time I'll do it. Let the air carry me away. It will be like floating in a pool, drifting off until there's nothing. I don't remember climbing up here. In fact, I don't remember much of anything before Sunday, at least not anything so far this winter. This happens every time. The blanking out, the waking up. I'm like that old man with the beard, Rip Van Winkle. Now you see me, now you don't. You think I'd have gotten used to it, but this last time was the worst yet, because I wasn't asleep for a couple days or a week or two. I was asleep for the holidays, meaning Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. I can't tell you what was different this time around, only that when I woke up, I felt deader than usual. Awake, yeah, but completely empty, like someone had been feasting on my blood. This is day 6 of being awake again, and my first week back at school since November 14th. I open my eyes, and the ground is still there, hard and permanent. I am in the bell tower of the high school, standing on a ledge about 4 inches wide. The tower is pretty small, with only a few feet of concrete floor space on all sides of the bell itself, and then this low stone railing, which I've climbed over to get here. Every now and then, I knock one of my legs against it to remind myself it's there. My arms are outstretched, as if I'm conducting a sermon, and this entire, not very big, dull town is my congregation. "Ladies and gentlemen," I shout, "I would like to welcome you to my death." You might expect me to say life, having just woken up and all, but it's only when I'm awake that I think about dying. I am shouting in an old-school preacher way, all jerking head and words that twitch at the ends, and I almost lose my balance. I hold on behind me, happy no one seems to have noticed, because, let's face it, it's hard to look fearless when you're clutching the railing like a chicken. "I, Theodore Finch, being of unsound mind, do hereby bequeath all my earthly possessions to Charlie Donahue, Brenda Shank Kravitz, and my sisters. Everyone else can go F themselves." In my house, my mom taught us early to spell that word, if we must use it, or better yet, not spell it. And, sadly, this has stuck. Even though the bell is rung, some of my classmates are still milling around on the ground. It's the first week of the second semester of senior year, and already they're acting as if they're almost done and out of here. One of them looks up in my direction, as if he heard me, but the others don't, either because they haven't spotted me or because they know I'm there and, oh well, it's just Theodore Freak. Then his head turns away from me and he points at the sky. At first, I think he's pointing at me, but it's at that moment I see her, the girl. She stands a few feet away on the other side of the tower, also out on the ledge, dark blonde hair waving in the breeze, the hem of her skirt blowing up like a parachute. Even though it's January in Indiana, she is shoeless in tights, a pair of boots in her hand, and staring either at her feet or at the ground, it's hard to tell. She seems frozen in place. In my regular, non-preacher voice, I say, as calmly as possible, "Take it from me, the worst thing you can do is look down." Very slowly, she turns her head toward me, and I know this girl, or at least I've seen her in the hallways. I can't resist. "Come here often? Because this is kind of my spot, and I don't remember seeing you here before."